For decades now, Fort Lauderdale's struggling Sistrunk Corridor has tried to make a comeback. And now the historically black neighborhood could soon be getting a big boost from Florida Atlantic University's School of Architecture. FAU and the city have proposed transforming one of the corridor's vacant properties into an urban studio. Student projects would include urban gardens, art installations, and instructions on sustainable living. Economic and Reinvestment Community Director Al Battle says Sistrunk Boulevard is one of the city's major redevelopment areas.
We've invested a great deal of money in making the physical environment more business-friendly and more attractive. We see this partnership as being a way to get a legitimate brand name on the corridor in addition to the existing businesses that are here.
The project is still in its first stages, but Battle hopes FAU can start working there this fall. Following a controversial fracking-like incident in southwest Florida, state lawmakers will likely take a closer look at Florida's oil drilling laws next year. Ashley Lopez has details.
Environmental policy experts have long argued the state needs to take a closer look at its oil and gas extraction laws. Technology has changed a lot in the past several years. Oil and gas companies are looking to use procedures similar to fracking, as well as horizontal drilling to explore for oil in Florida. Jennifer Hecker with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida says even though technology has evolved, the state's laws have not.
In the state of Florida, there's no fracking regulations. Our oil and gas regulations are antiquated. They're decades old. Now we need updated regulations that really speak to these newer techniques.
During a stop aimed at addressing concerns about fracking-like activity in Collier County, Florida Department of Environmental Protection Chief Herschel Vineyard said he thinks state lawmakers will tackle oil regulations.
We expect that the 2015 Florida legislature will examine their statutes to determine whether or not the laws that they passed maybe 20 or 30 years ago are up to date and properly address the oil and gas industry of 2014.
Several fracking and oil-related bills failed to pass in the Florida legislature in the past few years. Vineyard also announced his agency is starting a statewide oil well inspection program. He says regulators will inspect about 200 oil wells currently operating in Florida. I'm Ashley Lopez in Naples.
Well, it could be the biggest land deal since the Louisiana Purchase, and its chief beneficiary is the threatened loggerhead sea turtle. Federal authorities have announced the largest and final critical habitat for sea turtles in Florida and five other southeastern states. The designated habitat includes coastal areas and nesting beaches from North Carolina through Mississippi. It includes 685 miles of nesting beaches and almost 200,000 square miles of ocean in the Atlantic and the Gulf. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.